Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for our consideration today is from the gospel lesson that you just heard from Luke chapter 2. Last Sunday, I was sitting in the fellowship hall when the Bowermans walked in with baby Warren. And it was just the best thing. There's just something about a baby. Little Warren was awake and aware, and you can probably guess the reaction of the people at my table. Several wanted to reach out and hold him, and they got to. That was very gracious on the part of his parents. But you could just see such joy in this simple connection of having this little life in your arms. And I just had to smile because of, well, stick with me. In today's gospel lesson from Luke 2, you heard about a man named Simeon. Luke introduces him like this. Now, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. Now, right away, some of you might be thinking, wait a minute. I think we just heard this story, didn't we? In fact, Pastor, you did one of those first-person narrative-style sermons about Simeon. And you know what? If that crossed your mind, kudos to you. You were here. You were paying attention. So why look at this story again? Is this the churchly version of the Bill Murray movie, Groundhog Day? What if it is? But today, February 2nd, is exactly 40 days removed from Christmas Day, which coincides with the precise amount of time that passed between Jesus' birth and the prescribed time for mother and son to go to the temple for the rituals of purification and presentation. So this is the actual amount of time that would have passed between Jesus' birth and the events described in Luke 2 here. And this occasion creates the opportunity for us to see old man Simeon holding the baby, which is a beautiful scene. It's heartwarming for reasons we don't really even have to get into, right? But that's why I was smiling in the fellowship hall, because I was mentally putting all these things together, knowing that this text was coming. And what I'd like to impress upon you this morning is that this picture of Simeon with little Jesus in his arms is a complete picture of life with Christ. And I will explain what I mean as we go. Now remember, the Holy Spirit had let Simeon know he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ, the promised one. The one God started talking about all the way back in Genesis 3. And one day, which we know to be 40 days after Jesus' birth, Simeon is led in the Spirit to the temple, and just like that, the wait is over. The baby Jesus is there with his parents, and filled with the Spirit, Simeon takes that child in his arms, and he blesses God with the words, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, for your word has been fulfilled. My eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel." Simeon got to hold the baby. It was everything he hoped for and more. There was a special life in his arms, and we know that he knew because he said, "My eyes have seen your salvation. In one bright moment, he saw what God was up to. He saw this child, Jesus, as salvation. His eyes, yes, saw a baby boy before him. But his heart and his mind, filled with the Spirit, knew something far better. Simeon holds this baby in his arms and proclaims for everyone around him to hear that this child, Jesus, is salvation for Jew and Gentile alike. To have and to hold this Jesus, Simeon says, is to have every promise of God fulfilled to you. To hold Jesus in faith is to have everything. So you probably know the question that's coming. Are you holding Jesus in faith? And how do you know if you are? Well, to hold Jesus in faith is to trust in both the simplest and the deepest way that Jesus is salvation. In other words, God doesn't give you a list of rules to follow, and if you follow them really well, you get salvation. Over and over again, the Bible teaches that is not how it works. Jesus does not give you rules. Jesus is salvation. Or think of it this way. Jesus doesn't come along and give all of us advice for a better life. Make a good thing better. Just do what I say. No. Jesus is life. To know him is to know life that never ends. Do you see the difference? The Bible teaches you cannot produce salvation by what you do, no matter how nice you are to people, no matter how successful your life happens to be or how many people look up to you, you cannot redeem yourself. Jesus can. More importantly, Jesus has. And Jesus is redeeming you and me right now. So just like Simeon holding little Jesus, to hold Jesus in faith for us is to feel genuine joy in connection to him. It means believing Jesus paid for your sins on his cross. It means trusting that you will follow Jesus out of the grave thanks to his Easter victory. It means that knowing and loving and serving Jesus is the point of your life. He's your consolation. He's your reward. And as Simeon reminds us, Jesus is not just your consolation and reward, but the consolation and reward of all people everywhere. He's light and glory for all, bar none. To hold Jesus in faith is to have in your grasp the greatest gift imaginable. Do you understand what I mean by that? Simeon explains it. Lord, now you are letting your servant go in peace. Simeon says that not only was his wait over, but now, at whatever time God has appointed for him, he could depart in peace. Not just depart the temple in peace. Depart this life in peace. Because anything potentially preventing that from happening would be paid for and handled by Jesus. This little baby would grow up to do all of those things to give Simeon perfect peace as he goes. That's why I can say to you today that to hold Jesus in faith is to have everything. And so, let's apply that, shall we? This past week, it was inescapable. You heard horrible news of multiple aviation disasters taking place right here in our own nation. The deeply saddening thing to consider. We are right to pray for each family, for the first responders, for those who are involved now in the recovery efforts. And to have and to hold Jesus means that I can get on a plane tomorrow and be prepared to depart in peace. I certainly hope that I reach the earthly destination that I paid my ticket for. But if for some reason I don't, I have full trust that Jesus paid for my ticket to heaven. By faith, I hold in my hands the one who will take me there. Do you see what Simeon saw? Now, I'm sure you can apply this to whatever you're going through right now in your life. Maybe it's a diagnosis and a treatment or a surgery. Maybe it's a relationship that used to be solid, but now it's on shaky ground. Maybe it just feels like you're hitting roadblocks no matter where you turn. To hold Jesus in faith means you go through each one of those situations trusting Him for final and ultimate victory. And if you're convinced that He has the ultimate victory and that He's sharing it with you, that will change your present. That has the power to change you now. The circumstances may not change, but your outlook absolutely will change with this life, the life of Jesus, in your arms. Would you please pray with me? Jesus, by your presentation, when they blessed you, weak and poor, make us see your great salvation, seal us with your promise, sure, and present us in your glory to your Father, cleansed and pure. Amen.